Last year, President Obama signed into law what many consider to be important bipartisan reforms to protect small businesses from paying excessive swipe fees. Specifically, the reforms were aimed at ensuring that debit card swipe fees become reasonable and proportional to the overall cost of processing each transaction. But even before the reforms have taken effect, Senator John Tester of Montana has introduced legislation that would delay implementation for 2 years, a move that critics say would cost both small businesses and consumers about $33 million every single day. However, Dennis Lane, a 7-Eleven franchise owner and spokesman for Reform Swipe Fees Now, says that Main Street isn't giving up.
When President Obama and Congress stood up to the big banks and credit card companies last year, it was a tremendous win for small businesses and consumers across the country who have spent too many years under the thumb of Wall Street. The current interchange system is monopolized by big banks and credit card companies that charge so much to process a debit card transaction that when a customer comes into my store and uses their card to buy a cup of coffee, I would lose less money by just giving the coffee away. I think there's something inherently wrong with that. Obviously, the banks and credit card companies are perfectly happy with this arrangement, where they rake in dollars off the backs of hardworking Americans. But Congress was right to take action to rein in these out-of-control fees last year. And now it's time for them to follow through on the promise that they made to those of us on Main Street. That's why I'll join with small business owners in Washington to urge Congress to see that these reforms are enacted this summer once and for all.
Reform Swipe Fees Now is uniting U.S. business owners, both large and small, in a campaign for what they call fair debit and credit card swipe fees. Lane is urging the public to tell their senators and representatives to urge the Fed not to let the big banks and credit card companies weaken reasonable reform by calling the Capitol switchboard at area code 202-224-3121.